Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Get ready for first-class luxury paired with world-class drama when Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show featuring the one and only Lisa Vanderpump, premieres on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Roosevelt, a glamorous estate in the breathtaking French countryside. Immerse yourself in the electrifying lives of the elite staff as they seamlessly blend work, life, and play together 24/7. Witness the excitement unfold as they navigate through intense rivalries, romances, and misadventures. In their quest to deliver unforgettable experiences for their guests, the staff must rise to the challenge of meeting Lisa's high standards, and not everyone has what it takes to shine. Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
Hey guys, I think you're gonna love this podcast. It is a really honest and open conversation with founder Katie from Mega Babe. And really, she's a woman entrepreneur and a body advocate, if that's even how you say it. She just is really pro all bodies. And it was a really cool conversation. So check it out and let us know what you think.
You have to start paying attention to what you're saying to yourself in the mirror. And I think that that's really important when you have kids, because you're just pushing those feelings onto them subconsciously. A lot of the women that I talk to, their mom put them on a diet at 8. They put them on Weight Watchers at 9. Like, they started making comments about their body at 7.
Welcome to the new series, Cocktails and Conversation with Kat and Nat.
And we've decided to bring you all of these conversations with people that we like to have, where there's a little bit of wisdom, always hilarity and hilaria. Yes, some famous, some just cool, some drink, some don't drink, but there's always a conversation.
Cheers, join us.
I am going to voice record. I'm going to start like
what
this.
What have I eaten that made me so gassy? Bloated. I had eggs.
She's very bloated.
I'm so gassy.
I'm sorry.
Maybe she got me a Beano or something.
Okay.
Gas-X.
Gas-X. Let's try Gas-X. It's all the flying.
Flying will do this too.
She doesn't believe me.
It will.
Oh, we got something. We got something. What does it say? There
she
you go.
She had two.
She's MacGyver. You need something, she has it.
Fuck.
All right, so
you were like,
everything.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's the best.
Gavrily. Where are you two with this kind of stuff? Yeah.
We're like, I need a hairbrush, got it. Yeah. I need a whip, got it. Toothbrush, got it. Why don't we introduce you and you tell us all your fabulousness.
Great.
This is literally a conversation. It is nothing fancy. It is people often go into interviews and are all like, and we like the conversation to happen so people...
Great.
So there might be
idiots out there who don't know who she is. Why don't you let us know who you are? Yeah.
Idiots.
Talk
I like
camera,
that.
Talk to you.
Camera.
Okay.
And me.
Anyone. Doesn't matter.
Hi, everyone. My name is Katie Storino. I am a New York City plus-size blogger, and I'm also the owner of a
I never know how to describe it, but it's
Dynamite.
It's called Mega Babe, and Mega Babe is a personal care company. We do things like solve thigh chafe, boob sweat. We make a great natural deodorant. We make stuff for melasma, for like sun mustache. Oh. If you have a weird problem that you feel uncomfortable,
yo, we'll solve
about it. That's it.
You
that's
guys need that.
Doing.
That's
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Yo, we'll solve it. Yeah. You know, yeah.
Pick I like that. Wait. So yeah, all that weird shit that happens that there's like seems like there's no product for. Where do people get boob sweat?
Oh, I know
like
where.
Physically?
Underneath
yeah,
and
like,
in between.
Yeah, like, yeah, under. I mean, it depends on.
I get stinky boobs. Like, they'll. Is
she
that
tells me this.
Yeah, I'm like,
yes.
Oh my God,
yes.
I have.
Yes.
I
are you using Bustex?
Well, I don't have Bustex, so I'll apparently get Bustex.
God damn it. I can't get these girls to be using products. They're like, oh, like, I have bad thigh
chafe. Actually,
like,
don't. Okay, wait.
Can we just. My, can I solve? Can we help? Can
they
I solve
they
your
know
problem?
That I barely put deodorant on just because of the minutiae of the morning. So we have 7 kids between the two of us. So it's like, it's never about us. It's like just get. I wore the same clothes for 4 days this past week because I just couldn't even function on anything else. And I was like, all right, this is where you need vagina spray. Do you have that yet?
Vagina spray for cleaning or
for
what?
Smelling.
For smell. Well, we have Mega Fresh wipes.
Okay.
Oh,
that could help
for the vag.
I've thought of everything for you. I'm just trying it out.
And now you have acne.
We have butt acne, Matt. We have a butt acne
so
mask
people
on
get
the trash.
Acne like pimples on their butt.
You know
yeah.
this.
We
no,
have
a
I know
picture
we have
of
sun
us.
Rash, like the, sunbum, but that's not actual acne. People actually have acne on their bum.
Yeah, you can get body acne anywhere. You can get body acne in your back or.
Oh yes,
like
I know
your,
that.
Why
I just didn't know.
Why'd you start?
Yeah.
That? Why'd you start this?
Mega Babe?
Yeah.
Because I wanted to help women feel more comfortable talking about things that they felt ashamed about.
Yeah.
Like, so it is a lot of times things like, which is why we started with thigh chafe, because no one was talking about thigh chafe. Everyone is like pretending or trying to achieve a thigh gap.
Yeah.
Right? So they're like, thigh chafe. Like,
not me.
It's not me.
Yeah.
It's not a thing for me. But they're wrong because chafe is not a size thing.
It's
not. It's
legs.
Just like the shape of your legs.
Yeah.
And it's something that so many women experience and men, and they just don't. We didn't have a solution that was for women. We had only solutions for men or athletes. But this isn't like a male or athlete problem.
Okay,
got it.
What does boob sweat smell like?
I love that it smells like your like
smells, BO.
Yeah, you get BO in your boobs.
It's like a. I think it smells like it's different from BO for me. It's like it's like a sweaty.
Oh.
It's like a sock. I don't know. It's like a sweaty sock.
I definitely knows when.
Yeah,
it's yeah, yeah. It's like it's
yeah.
like old. It's like
yeah,
it's like
old.
It's like
yeah.
you're worn. It's like it's like I'm tired in here.
And, which is why I put La Tush on my boobs. I haven't even talked about this on my Instagram yet, but like that is something I do. I put La Tush, which is our body acne mask. I put it on my boobs because it's so good at like
do you have to clean it off?
Resurfacing. Oh yeah. You gotta, it's only, kids, don't leave it on for more than like 4 or 5 minutes.
What happened?
This shit is serious.
Oh, that's good. I love serious
yeah,
stuff.
I hate
doing something or putting something on and then 5 minutes
notice.
Later, I'm exactly
I need to
the
notice.
Same.
How
yeah.
long has this company been around for?
We just turned 3.
And you started this out of your apartment that we're currently in right now?
I started it out of my apartment we're currently in right now. And for the first 2 years, my parents packed the orders out
yes.
of their house in Wisconsin.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you?
And now you have a distribution that does
we have a distribution now. And we're in every Target, every Ulta,
so you're like
US.
Rich.
Oh my
I'm
gosh.
I'm certainly
you must
not
be
rich.
Rich.
Like, you guys, we're in one room.
But you're
like,
going to be,
not
you're
a
gonna
lot
be
of
rich.
You're
going to be rich.
You're in Ulta and Target. You know we don't have those in Canada.
You're getting Ulta.
Oh, yeah,
good.
We are getting
yeah.
Ulta.
We lost Target. We
oh,
had
rude.
It for a minute and we lost it.
Rude.
Wow, that's
wow,
great. Are
yes.
you proud of yourself?
I'm very proud of myself. And actually, I want to get into your, what is it called? Your Canadian, your drugstore that
Shoppers?
You
Shoppers?
Shoppers
yeah. Drug Mart.
I want to get in it.
I yeah.
I can help
I
you, actually.
I love Shoppers. I
can
had
help
such
you.
A great time in there.
I know
oh,
someone
I know.
Who has a contact there.
Great. Yes.
Okay. Let me get that for you.
I know the lawyer.
Let's see if we can help you
like,
do
I mean,
that.
I haven't
yeah.
seen him in a while.
Yeah.
But
great. Did you
yeah.
sleep with him?
No. So this is good. You know what I mean? It's not going to be embarrassing to reach out.
Okay. I actually do have proper questions that we could
oh,
get
okay.
into. But do you drink alcohol?
I don't.
None.
None.
So many people we meet don't drink. Like Gail and Stedman?
Our best friends.
Gail and Stedman don't drink.
But so Oprah she drinks alone.
All the time.
All the time.
I mean, why doesn't Stedman drink?
I don't know.
I think some people just don't...
like the feeling?
I think they're okay to say, I don't like to drink. Like,
is it okay to ask somebody why you don't drink? Or is that rude?
I think it's dicey because... Okay.
You never know their
answer. Staring down the barrel of like a potentially bad like...
Situation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You just... I feel like... Two out of, like, five, you're going to get, like, I got a DUI and, like, ran someone over kind of situation.
Oh, shit. That's a bad one.
That's not why I don't drink, but I feel like if someone has stopped drinking, like, yeah. Something happened.
Okay.
Right?
Really?
I think so.
Well, I don't know.
You, like, think shit your pants at, like, a wedding.
That didn't stop me. Yeah. Cheesecake. It's just I realized no more cheesecake.
You actually just literally.
Did you ask your peas at a
It was at an award
she
show.
She shit at a, where we were at. We were up for an award. And
there
she
was cheesecake
her,
for dessert. And I
she
ate
shit
it.
Her pants.
And I was drinking. And I pooped my pants. And then I had to go upstairs, change, and then come back out.
I have so many questions.
Yeah. It was pretty bad. Like, because I was kind of drunk, it was like I could handle the embarrassment. Nobody knew.
And then we threw the
drink. How could no one know? The smell.
I was walking at the time.
The dog's shit in my apartment on a mat. It smells immediate.
I think she thought that it was going to be a fart.
Yeah.
But it was a shark. Wait, they don't know what to do, right?
So I threw my dress out. It was a beautiful red dress. Oh, it was gorgeous. But it was in the garbage.
Yeah. And then what did you put on?
Like a new outfit. The award was over. That was dessert. They gave the awards. We lost, like we always lose. And then
yeah,
we were walking out.
We lose everything.
Yeah,
we go up for every award knowing we're going to... But it's part of our story. We call ourselves, we're losers, and we're okay with
it. Yeah, no, it's fine.
It's what makes us good,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
If we don't lose, we're not doing well. If
yeah.
we start winning,
yeah.
it's over.
Yeah, no,
that's true.
Yeah, no,
you know.
Yeah.
Then we if need you to start winning,
stop.
You're done.
Yeah, and if we're winning yeah. and not rich, then it's just like, what are these?
What are these?
Yeah. You know, can see your blog. Your plus size fashion blogger. Now, are
all
we?
Is it?
Pictures,
I don't know if it's called plus size. Is it called?
She
plus
said it.
You
she
guys,
said
it's
it.
It's not
right?
like a re- like. There are no terms.
But you
yeah.
said it.
Yeah.
You
don't
no,
make it seem like I said it.
No,
you guys. Plus size is not. It's a.
You're,
it's so crazy.
I know.
None of the, like, none. They just said that they sent a plus, they, like, the news was reporting the plus size model on Chanel's runway. Bitch is, like, a six. Like, and I was
and
like,
everyone
I was like,
was
can
so
we get,
proud.
Can we get, like, a, re- can we get a reality check on, like, what plus size is?
I couldn't believe that. And
why
I went.
Why is it plus size when, like, the average size? Why is it?
I don't that's
know.
Why I was like, do we call?
I clicked on that model.
Yeah.
And I had to see her whole page because I was like,
me too.
Where
me too.
Is.
No.
She was thin.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. She I thought it was going to be great news, but
no. No.
Okay, so you basically were. Are you like an OG, whatever we call it, body confident? How, like, do you like that word? Like, what is the terminology that you like?
Yeah. I wouldn't consider myself OG.
Well,
I don't know. Am I OG? Do you consider me OG in like the blogging community?
I don't have enough history in the blogging community.
Well, I feel
but
okay.
I'll
get.
I'd be like, yeah, you are.
Well, I feel like you are.
Yeah,
I
am.
She
so
is.
I'm gonna
She's
say
the,
because
the, you know what? Actually, there wasn't. Actually, there was no one out there that looked like me. That was my size, my style, my anything.
Fashion.
Yeah.
Blog.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Because now it is,
yeah.
which is an amazing movement. It's everywhere. But I feel like there's people who were talking about the conversation and trying to change boundaries before it became
yes.
a trend.
Yes.
You know what I'm
this
saying?
Is like pre-Ashley Graham.
Yes.
Sports
right.
Illustrated. This is like designers are like we, listen, we make a 14. Okay. Like, deal with it. Like, it was still in that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just took a brand to the mattresses. What does that mean?
I don't know.
I've never heard.
I was
bed.
Just going
to
ask you what that meant.
I say it
Let's use
all
it.
The time. And I don't know what
the
fuck it means.
Mattresses.
Does that mean you lay with them or you
no,
screwed
I just
them?
Means that
oh,
like,
you screwed them. You screwed them.
Oh.
Totally. You screwed them. I took them to the mattresses.
Can
I
someone
screwed,
look this up?
Google, what does taking
okay.
them to the mattresses
yeah.
mean?
Yeah.
It's you screwed them.
That's not what I mean. No, when I, no, I had to do a leg tuck. That's not what I mean, though, when I say it. I
go
mean
ahead.
That I'm going to fight you on it.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, yes.
What
brand
are you fighting?
Like, not, no. like, what is...
Going to war with a rival clan or family.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you got it right.
Yeah.
Okay.
You knew it, man. I said it on a work call with Target the other month, and And then our group chat, like during the call, they're like, Katie, what the fuck are you doing? And I'm like, I'm going to take you to the mattresses on this. I don't think this is the right thing to do.
Oh, my God.
Because I don't really know what it means, and I have no filter.
What did the brand do?
Nothing. Everyone just, no one acknowledged that I said it. But it just means go to war.
Yeah, yeah, go to war.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right. No.
I just took a brand to the mattresses in the DMs because I saw that they were making plus clothes, which is awesome. But they didn't have one plus girl on their feed. And I was like, you guys should promote this. You're doing a really good thing. You're doing a good job. Yeah. And they were like, we feature girls of all sizes on our stories. And I was like, yeah, but no one's going, like, what? Like, what about your fucking permanent feed?
Yeah.
And they were like, thanks for the feedback.
How,
like,
it was, thanks how for do feedback. You fight? How? Hopefully it'll change. Maybe you'll see, like, an actual post one
maybe
day.
Yeah.
How do you stay, how did you become so confident without buckling to the pressure?
Pressure of wanting to live in.
Of society.
I think I worked in fashion PR in New York for a decade. And during that time, I think, and like, you know, in college before, like, the goal is thin. The goal is skinny. The goal is small, right? Like, that is just,
as you're growing up.
Yeah, that's just, like, what the goal was. And I always walked around just being like, what is wrong with me? What is wrong with me? Why can't I fit
into
this
younger
mold? Yeah, because I was like, why can't I be a zero? Why, like, I'm running all the time. I'm, like, you know, I'm eating salads and whatever. Like, why can't I just be a fucking size two?
Yeah.
But my body will never be a size two. Like, I'm just not, right, like, you know, I'm just not a small person. And I did a story for Man Repeller, mm-hmm, and it was like early on when I was doing my dog stuff. My dog was famous for, do you know this?
No.
Oh, yeah, you guys, okay. My dog Toast was one of the first famous, like, internet dogs.
Wait, is the dog Toast here?
R.I.P.
Okay.
But do you guys watch Housewives?
Yeah. Yes.
Did you? Which one?
New York?
Yes. Yeah.
Did you see when a dog got married in season 8?
No, who?
Okay.
That was your dog.
That was my dog. Yeah.
Your dog got married?
On Housewives. Yeah,
to
we
who?
Did a whole, to my friend Amanda's dog. We
did,
like,
did they live together after?
No. They just, he was gay. It was an arrangement.
Oh, okay,
it was
got
like
it,
more
got
of
it,
a, like,
that
a
makes
society
sense
networking thing.
Okay.
But
were you on it?
Yeah.
Oh, well, we gotta go back and watch it.
We gotta watch it. It's
okay.
Great.
That's fine.
Okay.
Fucking Ramona cuts the cake. It was such a fancy wedding, it was insane. It was
the
insane.
Best.
Did the Housewives pay for it? Or did you have to, like,
no,
break
we,
the bank for that?
No, we had it sponsored from this wedding brand called Zola.
Yeah.
And then Zola, and then we actually raised money for puppy mill awareness through Humane Society.
Is okay. this kind of dog the only kind of dog you like?
Yeah, we do. They're all rescue. So we don't buy dogs.
They're King Cavaliers.
They're King Charles Cavaliers. And they're
rescues?
Yeah. You got to rescue.
Really cute.
Yeah.
They won't let us rescue in Canada with kids.
I don't get it.
They won't let you,
okay.
They don't want rescue okay. dogs coming to houses with young kids.
I don't get it.
Me neither. It's an Ontario, I'm not sure why it is, but it's really hard to rescue. You have to go to another country and bring the dog in.
Someone check into that.
Yeah.
I know.
Because when I did my
take
dog.
Take Ontario to the mattresses.
I'm going to fucking take Ontario to the mattresses.
I tried to rescue.
Like bullshit.
So there's Humane Society.
Yeah.
And they don't always let everyone take the dogs.
Okay.
And when I went to go do it, I rescued my first dog. And then my second dog, I had young kids. And they were like, it's the way harder to do this and to get a dog.
I don't get it. I actually physically don't get it. But I'm gonna look into it.
Let's look into
look
that.
Into it.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to ask, like, with your posts. This is, I'm dying to know. When you do your posts and you take those, like, skinny models and then you... How do you get the exact
same
outfit?
We work really hard on it. You're talking about Super Size the Look where I take a celebrity look and I recreate it on my size because I'm always trying to show women who are like, I can't pull off a red pant. Like,
yeah.
I'm just trying to show
she can't
them.
Wear jeans, apparently.
I didn't think I could wear jeans until like 4 years ago.
I just find it very uncomfortable.
Well, I don't think jeans are like a very
comfortable thing.
Yeah, I think jeans have been way overused in our society for fashion.
Thank
like,
you.
Yeah, it's
dresses
like a very
no
lazy way to get dressed. However, they are like totally doable if you want to like put them on one time. Like these are white jeans. And
one time.
They're super comfortable. They're Warp and Weft. You should get them. They have like elastic.
Well, I did just get a pair that has like, they look elastic. Like they're maternity. Like, and they've got a big, but they're one, it's like Paige or something.
J Brand?
No, they're Paige.
I think they're Paige, okay. And they have yeah. like pockets here of elastic.
Yeah.
So I brought them. The only thing is they don't stay up that well. Yeah. Anyways.
Okay.
So do you go to the store, to the mall? Where do you shop?
We usually call things in from brands. So we like, but we shop online.
And then you get those.
I actually can't shop in a store.
No, it's terrible.
Yeah. Yeah.
So then, but
you
it's
can't
not,
or you don't want to?
No, I can't.
Why?
People ask me all the time, like, I'm coming to New York City, I'm size 18, where should I go? I'm like, back to your hometown.
Yeah, so there's no...
You can go to, there's an Eloquy pop-up in Soho. Veronica Beard has in-store extended sizing.
She, that's a lot of stuff. Does she have her stuff in Nordstrom?
Yeah.
Veronica. So the stylist, she picks that Veronica Beard. I don't know.
Veronica Beard.
But yeah. She picks her items for me. Brilliant. A lot of my stuff is
that. Oh, you guys. Veronica Beard is great.
Well, I had no idea. Yes. But it's on the rack a lot, so it must be they
have larger sizes.
Yes.
Yeah. Or they have sizes that are for everybody. They're not.
Yeah, they're extended sizes, which is great. They do, I think, on to size 24.
So
I'm like, this is Tanya Taylor, Canadian designer. She started extending her sizes, but I don't think she has a retail store. So a lot of the brands that do make my size just don't have retail presence.
Right, but so you can get it, but they could. Oh my god!
Okay, we never finished how you got comfortable because we have a large woman audience with moms and
not they, large women, but lots of women.
Lots of women. And I think the number one thing is they never feel enough. Whatever that is, they don't feel like they're good enough. They don't feel like they're, you know, like they're struggling because becoming a mom, you just get overwhelmed with every day because you fail every day because you're taking care of humans and you can't please all of them every day, nor should you. So how'd you get there? What can they do?
So you have to start paying attention to what you're saying to yourself in the mirror. And I think that that's really important when you have kids, especially when you have kids, because you're just pushing those feelings onto them subconsciously. A lot of the women that I talk to, their mom put them on a diet at 8. They started making comments about their body at 7. Like, these are, don't eat that, you're going to get fat. Don't like you don't want to get fat, like that kind of stuff. So this kind of talk, it happens all the time. I have friends who talk like that, and it's just like, you're like, what are you doing? But you listen to the way they talk about themselves.
Right.
They're in the mirror being like, ugh, I look so fat. I look awful. Ugh, look at my butt. Look at my tummy.
So like, I get that you're supposed to talk,
I don't need you to talk positively. That's
right.
The thing.
Okay.
Like, I just need you to shut the fuck up about the negative stuff. So I need you to, if you're going to be in the mirror and you're going to call something out about your body, I just want you to notice that you're doing that. That is step one. Notice that you're doing it and be like, oh, okay, just did it again. Oh, just did it again. Okay.
Okay.
And then your next step is to try to turn that into something nice about something in the mirror.
Right.
I don't need you to be like, I love my cellulite. I don't need you to paint your stretch marks. Like, this is not my world of like, this is not how I live. Like, this is, that's fine. Like, you don't, whatever. But, like, I've got a friend who's a size 2 who won't wear a bikini because
Feels... Well, I watched... Did you watch the Taylor Swift documentary?
Yes.
And she's I think that it's not even a size thing. It's a woman thing.
We are taught to hate our bodies from the start. That is the thing. And so, like, the rebellious thing right now and the thing that, like, you can really do is to fucking love your body.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free
or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
And to be like,
I think it's so, like, I love the conversation. I just feel like, you know, we had someone on who was a MMA fighter. She's a woman, and she was talking about just the way she got to where she was. And she's like, you know, so many of these conferences I go to right now are empty empowerment, and we're just telling girls, love yourself, but we're not actually talking about, like, how or what that means or what that looks like or what we had to go through to get to where you love yourself. And it scares me, the empty empowerment messages.
I agree.
Like, because I feel like it's not as helpful, because people are now failing and loving themselves.
It's another way to fail.
It's another way to fail versus, like, you know what? Like, I don't know the answers. I don't know how we get there. I like to talk to people on how they got there versus just, like, at some point you embraced yourself.
Yeah.
After coming from...
How'd that happen?
Maturity. Like, hating yourself and embracing yourself.
I think it's a little bit of maturity. I think it's also realizing that there's just no destination. Like, you're never going to get there. Taylor Swift didn't get there.
Yeah.
After, like, starving herself and being, like, a zero, like, that's what ultimately got me there, is realizing you're running towards nothing.
Yeah.
That's a really good point. Like, there's nowhere to go. So
no.
You're, like, just, you're going to, it's an empty hole.
That's
like,
what's
the point of it?
I wasn't skinny enough when I was 18. I wasn't skinny enough at 23. Like, I'm just saying, I've never been thin enough. So
when am I just going to get over it?
Yeah.
Cause it's taking, cause that conversation takes up so much space in your head.
Jessica Simpson's book. I don't know if you guys are reading this.
No, I want to, but what? You like it?
You got to audible it, cause she reads it to you. It's very good.
Oh, you like it?
Yes.
Why?
So what was taking up space in her head? Oh, because of weight?
Yeah.
And she took diet pills?
She took diet pills.
But she's so skinny now.
No, she just was like, she's like, there I was, 118 pounds, and they're like, you gotta drop weight.
Oh, fuck.
And then she was like, for Dukes of Hazzard, she was like 100 pounds. And they were just like, you gotta stay like this. That was it.
I have a question.
Consumed her mind.
Yes.
All
every
the time.
Day. Yes.
I have a question for you. Like, I think some women are struggling so much, but I guess the question would be, they could stop the cycle. So maybe it's in their head because they've been brought up with it, but if they have kids, including boys. This is not just a daughter conversation.
No.
This is not just...
Agreed.
This is not just, let's talk about girls, but, like, they can stop the conversation by perpetuating it to the next generation.
Yes.
So maybe it's really hard because it's ingrained in us for so long, but maybe the next generation we can all stop by stop talking about... Because sometimes we feel like the body conversation is so much that we're not talking about all the amazing things that women are doing outside of their bodies.
It's the first thing we say to each other. Oh, did you lose weight? Oh, like, you look good. Or, like, we comment on appearance right away. And, like, we don't...
Or even your size being different than my size.
Yes.
It's not a thing.
No.
Like, you're not better than me and I'm not better than you because you're a different size.
Oh, that's
why
I like when you do those pictures. What is it called beside each other?
Supersize the look.
It's like instead of looking at them and saying, I'll never be able to wear that, you're finding just a solution. Yes, you can.
And
here's how.
And here's how.
Carry on.
And I'm probably bigger than you. You know what I mean? Like, in terms of, like, my followers.
Mm-hmm.
So if I can wear it, like, you can wear it at your size 12 or your size 10.
Right.
Like, your size, like, 8. Like, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Like, you're showing people every day how you look different. And it's, like, not a big deal, guys. No one really cares.
Everyone's worried about themselves.
That's what we say. We're
the people who hide at the beach.
Oh, we're like, they're just worried about themselves over there. They're not even looking at...
No one's looking at you, babe.
They're all looking at themselves.
Oh, yes.
I know.
Do you think Europe has a different mentality than North America? Oh, shaking the head yes over there. Shaking the head yes.
I would say, I mean, they have no clothes for plus. They definitely have a lot of plus women. I think they're far behind us.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so they're not more embracing.
Are you agreeing with that? Yeah.
They still think skinny is beautiful.
They still think, they're still in their old, like, 1980s Europe.
What about Australia? Like, is North America ahead?
Ahead.
Ahead.
We're ahead.
Okay.
We're the biggest.
We're the biggest.
Physically.
Oh, because we're the biggest. Yeah. We're the biggest.
Yeah. So, and I feel like we're like, we're the most into like, I don't know, we're like a business capital. I mean, like, yeah. Why is it? I wonder what China's take is on Plus.
No, I
mean, China is like so they're so small. I don't know why.
Yeah, they're so small.
But that's not even true. They can't all be that small.
I know, but most of them are.
Yeah, it's okay to say. I mean, you're talking about a conversation of different body sizes.
But also with the clothes, the clothes that you're buying online, are they affordable? Are they like as expensive as what the celebrities are wearing?
Well, truthfully, I can't find the celebrity clothes are like probably 95% of the time they're not in my size.
Oh, okay. So you're finding things that look like it.
Yeah. Okay. So and that's usually inexpensive.
Can we talk about that? Your husband took your last name.
Yeah.
That is crazy. Tell me all about it.
Yeah.
When recently?
We got married in June, and
what was his last name?
Forkin.
Not bad. Why did he take your last name?
We had both been married before, and we both wanted to have the same last name, have kids, like have like the his ex wife took his last name,
so she still has it.
She actually is remarried, so she has a new name. She's fine.
Okay,
but we just wanted to be. I don't know. We wanted to have the same last name. We wanted to,
and you didn't want his.
No.
Cause you like yours.
I like mine. And then I was like, can we like make a new name? Like,
would
you ever take my name? And he's like, yeah, I'll take your name. And then you like dig into that, like, why is that weird? Or why is it so weird?
I know.
And it's crazy. And it's fucked up. And then when he was changing all his documents, he was like, if men had to change their names on the reg like this, this process would be like a one stop.
Right.
Because, like, women are just like, okay, I guess we're just going to, like, do this, like, 10-step process.
Yeah, it's
and
true.
And men would be like, fuck this. Like,
let's change it.
Yeah.
what did his family think?
Not into it.
Why?
My dad wasn't even into it. He was like, I don't understand this. Is this... Do people do this?
But it
sounds like it wasn't like an overthinking. It wasn't like, this is because I need to stand up for... It's like, you were like, let's merge. I like my name.
Yeah.
I feel like you
but
don't...
But that's what makes it even, I think, more progressive. It wasn't like...
Yeah.
It wasn't like such a big deal.
It wasn't a movement. It was like, this makes sense. Yes. Let's do this.
Did you change... I'm assuming you did not change your last name the first time you got married.
No.
So, for me, I was just like... I was thinking about having kids, and I was like, why should they get his last name when they're half me? And I couldn't, like... I could not justify why they would be his family when my... Like...
Yeah.
So
my kids want my last name.
I hyphenated because he wanted his and I wanted mine. But I was just thinking about like my kids out there with their last name. I still wanted people to know they were my kids.
Yeah.
You know, with my last name.
Yeah, there's this like loss of...
I got rid of mine.
You did. Okay.
It's really hard to spell. I was working in a court before we...
Do you talk about your last names or no?
They all know. They don't know my married name.
Okay.
I just keep that on the...
I kept mine the same.
That's a separate... Okay. They have that name, which... is beneficial now in this public world we live in, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
My brother's name is Mark too, and he's like the number one.
My husbands are Mark.
Number one Googled, like, if we get the same last name.
Funny.
Anyways, it was just really Belknap, and it was really hard because there's a silent K.
Okay.
So it's Belknap, but it's a silent K in the fucking middle of my name. So I'd be in the court, and you have to say your name every time you stand up to speak in court, and I'd like Bel silent K, and it. Just done.
Well, mine is Telfer, and they always want to do the F before the L just because it comes before in the alphabet, so it's always Natalie Telfer. I'm like, fine, they did it on the Today Show, Natalie Telfer.
I also named my kids so they couldn't get them wrong because in every class I'd have to recorrect the name.
Yeah.
No, it's like this, so I was like, I'm going to get my kids' names that you can't misspell and you just know. It was the demise of me always having to respell my name. And they'd be like, M-N-M, like, no!
And Catherine K or C. But my kids, they play sports, and we can barely fit their names on, like, it's Telfer-Thompson. It's so many letters. And my son's like, can I just drop Telfer? And I'm like, fuck no. You're Thompson, Tucker, Telfer, Thompson, TJ, Telfer, Thompson, and Tucker, Telfer, Thompson.
There's dogs here. I love it.
Nobody's got a dream. Thank God. But I said, let's just put on the back of all... She just sprayed the dog?
Yeah, that keeps
it's a crumb gun. It's we do it. It's just water.
Yeah, it takes them out of their behavior.
Can we do that to babies every time they cry?
Thank you. Oh my God, you're the only person that's ever. I ask this all the time.
Yes, you can. It just changes the behavior.
No, but I think that people will think that's child abuse. No, I don't think it is. If you spray your toddler in the face,
you just don't use a gun. Maybe use like a spray.
Just snap out of it, though.
Yeah, spray. Maybe the arm, not the face.
The arm.
Yeah, like somewhere. Yeah. Stop it. She has four kids. Yeah. You can do whatever.
No, I was just thinking my baby's been crying a lot lately. I think he's going to get some water in the eye when we get home. I'm going to get a little hand spray, the ones from the dollar store.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
All right, we have to ask. So we've interviewed men. We have interviewed literally people across the board who are not moms, but everyone has had a mom or has a mom.
Yeah, most people.
What's your relationship like with your mom? You don't have to answer that if you don't want to.
I will answer it. No, we have. My mom is what. You know what? My mom is still my mom. We've never been able to transition into friends.
Okay.
Because my mom isn't... We're not, like, similar in... What is it? This is so awful.
No.
Here's what I'm going to say. We have an audience who... often think that their people want someone different than they think they should be thinner, they should more be PTA moms, they should cook better, right? They put this comparison of what kind of mom they should be.
Yeah.
But we believe that the mom you have or the mom you are is the mom your kids need, and that they would never change that.
No.
You're saying I'm not best friends with my mom like you see in America TV shows.
No.
Where we're like besties. But you would never change her.
No, so I never trade her in.
This is the point. So tell us the complicated relationship that you would never trade
her in. I would never trade her in. Her and I are very similar in that, like, we're really good at self-promotion.
Oh.
Is that weird?
No.
My mom, like, went to the bottom of the earth, to South America, into, like, the Falkland Islands. Is that where that is? It's, like, called the end of the earth.
Nobody knows that you to say. Like, yeah, that okay, sounds great. That's yeah. a great okay. sure. Great. Yes. You can.
Okay, so this is my mom. We're sitting there. It's 9 p.m. We're all home for Christmas. We're jammed on the couches, and, like, we're about to turn on the TV, and she comes in. She's like, I'd like to show you my videos from the Falkland Islands. And no one challenges her. Everyone's like, what? And then she just puts them on.
And she went by herself?
49 minutes.
Oh, my.
And just video. And we're all, it's 9. I'm, like, almost falling asleep. And no one stops her, though.
Got it.
So that's my mom. She's just going to be like,
it's her world.
Yeah, you're interested in what I'm doing, right? And so I think I have a little bit of that in me.
But that's probably why you're as successful as you are. You have, and that's why you can rock your world as you are.
She's like president of the Garden Club. She like sends me articles. She's like, I was on the Garden Club cover of the newsletter. And I'm like, thank you.
And you're like, by the way, I'm Target.
No, I'm like, by the way, I was like, but she cares about all my stuff. But I think she listens to my podcast mostly to like see what
if
I'm,
you're talking about her.
If I'm doing something wrong. Like, she's very judgy. And she, but then we both love traveling, and so we were going to take a trip this spring. We can't go because of the virus, but
But you would never ever, you would never want a different mom.
No, I'd never take a different mom.
And you would never.
I don't think my mom. I think my mom had a hard time understanding who I was, and I think that that's why it's always different. Like my, I think my dad had an easier time just accepting me as I am, and I think my mom, my sister and I are always like, you hate us.
Like, is your sister like you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She's like, you hate us. Admit it, you hate us.
Is it because of the way, your personality, the way you look?
You know,
like,
what? We're from the Midwest, and my sister didn't have a baby. She got married at 38, and she didn't have a baby until she was 41. And, like, I married someone very unconventional the first time, and, like, we just, we didn't fit into, like, a
Midwest mold.
Yeah, we didn't, like, fit into, we didn't, we, you know, most kids, most people have kids at, like, 27.
Yeah.
Like, right? So, like, and I, here I am living in, like, New York City and, like, starting businesses and, like, but, like, I didn't have.
Her dreams for you were not what you fulfilled for her.
You made your own rules.
In my opinion, yes, she doesn't, she is always like, I don't think that, but we're like,
yeah.
You feel that.
I feel
whether it. She thinks it, you feel that.
Because she, like, she's talking to her, like, garden club people, and they all have, like, 10 grandkids that are, like, older now, and...
Oh, got it. She's like, I am getting old. Give me a fucking baby.
Why couldn't just be like everybody else?
Yes, yes. So there's, like, that, but then she's, like, then she'll cry and be like, oh, you've done more than I imagined.
Yeah.
I know. So, and just...
Well, she probably struggles with both, right? Because she's like, I'm so proud of you. You're so amazing and successful, but why can't you just be like them so I don't have to, like, bend my mind around why this is good?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And my sister's weird. She does weird shit.
Oh, I love you too. Well, like, your mom made you guys.
So. I know. That's the thing. Like, my sister, she owns, like, a bunch of properties in Chicago. Oh. And she just, like, but she lives in an apartment. She hasn't bought a house. Like, she doesn't, they don't do things. We just don't do things the way other people do things.
I have to tell you, when we went to Oprah and her, they sat at, like, I couldn't even imagine, but she lived with her grandmother until she was 6, never met her mom. And then one day she gets dropped off at her mom's house. Her mom's living with someone, and the woman says, that Negro will not sleep in this house. And her mom said, okay. So Oprah at 6 years old slept on the porch by herself. Her mom never stood up for her. And
what?
No, I know.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. By herself at 6 years old on the front porch.
I don't understand. Wasn't her mom black?
Yes.
Who was in the house?
We don't know.
Woman who apparently didn't identify as black,
but wasn't
was not
white.
A white woman. Confusing. I don't know.
And liked her sister.
There were so many questions I wanted to ask.
Okay, so she said that, but she had a tumultuous relationship her entire life, and her mom never really, she felt like her mom
like
never really
her mom's deathbed.
Embraced her. And she finally, like, as of 2 years ago, she was like, I am Oprah. Like, I have, this is who I'm supposed to be, is like embrace and thing. And she goes, it took me till like 2018 when I finally said, I am who I am because of how my mom was. And had my mom not maybe been like that, I would not maybe be who I am. So the like negativity, she finally came to realize at 66 years old that I am who I am because of her, and I would never change it. And I was like, if there is a moment, and you know, which is weird because this whole podcast, every podcast we ask someone about their moms, and we've had people who've been abused by their moms and different things, and they all say, I would never change my mom because it is who I am.
Wow.
Fucking mind blowing for every mom sitting there wondering how they should change, you know? Mind-blowing.
You just blew my mind.
Yeah.
I can barely recover from the whole thing.
I mean, just listening to her say everything. And
she was
then,
sexually abused also.
Oh, yes. Also, there were so
physically,
many things. There were so many things
went
I wanted
on
to ask her when she said that.
It was crazy.
I was like, but what about the... What, and
Oprah,
that,
we need
Oprah,
you back
just,
again.
I know there's 50,000 people here, but I just have a couple questions.
Like,
I am so sad.
Is there a book where there's everything? Has Oprah written in the book?
She apparently is going to go to podcast. So this is going to... The Vision Tour is going to become a podcast. Okay, we have to wrap this up because everyone's got somewhere to go.
Okay,
but
where
this
home.
Is just the beginning. We can, like, begin... We can do more because we're in New York all the time. So we can do part twos and everything.
Please.
What is... Where can people find you? What do you want them to buy? What? Tell me everything that you want them to do.
Self-promote, girl.
Self-promote.
Are most of your listeners in Canada? Or
no. America, baby. We American.
Good. Yeah, okay. We love Americans. We love Canadians, too. But we sell at G Beauty, actually, in Toronto. Do you know
what
I'm talking
about? Yes,
yeah,
we do.
Okay, so we sell at G Beauty, and they carry, like, all of our stuff. And then we are at Ulta and Target. You should go try out some of our Mega Babe product at Mega Babe on Instagram. And I'm at Katie Storino on Instagram.
If they were to follow one page, would it be you or
me.
Mega Babe?
Me.
No, I'm like, what would you rather?
Yeah.
Not, but Mega Babe, you. Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because then you can promote.
I do both. Plus, I'm more fun, probably.
God, I love you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for inviting us into your amazing apartment. I have one question. Did you win that award?
I did.
You won a fucking award. That's a real award?
Yeah.
What is it?
For? That's for the Humane Society. I was the, innovator of the year for.
So you're a winner.
Progress.
You're a winner. God, we're jealous.
You guys, and wait, where's my.
Another award?
Where's my,
The hell?
I won that other fucking award.
What for?
The shorties?
Oh, I don't know where you're.
Yeah, where's my shorty award?
You got a shorty award. Oh, God, I think you've been robbed. Anyhow.
All right.
All right. Thank you for having us.
Store Shorty Award.